Welcome everybody to A Couple of Haters, episode 4. It's just me and Shake today.
Yeah, we're gonna hold it down tonight. It's just the two of us.
Joey's home with the baby. Me and Shake live together, so we can do this whenever we want.
Don't have kids.
No kids. Don't end up like Joey. You can't be on your podcast.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Saturday night, UFC 203.
UFC 203.
the fight we waited almost 2 years for.
Oh, man.
My boy CM Punk, man.
That was like, I was embarrassed. I thought I was CM Punk.
I was a little embarrassed with how he was hyping him up. I mean, I knew he was going to lose, but I thought he would have got a hit. At least, you know, got one punch in. Something.
Like, it was. Well, he did. He got his WWE punch in. when he got took down, he did a fake WWE punch.
He might as well have been smacking his leg while he was punching him. That's how soft it was.
I couldn't believe he did that. I think he forgot where he was.
I just don't think he was able to get a hit. Like, he couldn't get a hit off. Like, he looked like he never practiced.
Yeah, he did.
But when he ran up to him, he looked like he had a lot of confidence. He missed that first punch and got taken down.
Man, when he came out to Cult of Personality.
That was, I caught goosebumps. I was going to mark out David
Buster. Oh, I marked out.
I wanted to walk around with my arms up.
Like, I never do that. Like, I was screaming like, yeah.
Maybe it helped we weren't the only two cheering for Punk.
Yeah, there's a lot of Punk shirts in there.
But, like, he wasn't prepared at all.
He really wasn't, man. I mean, you give him credit. I mean, everybody's giving him respect for actually getting in the ring and fighting in UFC.
I mean, yeah. You know, he's 37. Zero training. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go fight in the UFC.
Yeah. Like, he achieved his dream. It's just that the way he achieved it.
Geez. At least he didn't get knocked out.
Yeah, at least he ain't getting knocked out.
It's also a test that he has a strong jaw, because he took some heavy fucking punches.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not going to say he ate them, but...
Oh, he did not eat those.
What was it, 2 minutes? Just about?
Yeah, I think it was a little more than 2 minutes.
Well, he surpassed Brock Lesnar, so that's a good start. I mean, they're going to have to keep finding him rookies to fight.
I mean, I think they're done with him, though.
They're not going to. I think he said he doesn't want him to fight in UFC because he's looking out for Punk.
I think he don't want to fight because that was, like, embarrassing. And you see how much they paid him for that fight?
Half a mil.
Punk wins.
But you should have been smart. Like, why do you have to pay Punk $500,000? Like, he has no experience.
Yeah, but the viewership he brought in.
Yeah, that's true, too. Give him the Green Ranger. Let him fight Tommy.
But if he gets fucked up by Tommy... Then what's next?
He's gonna get fucked up regardless.
I do want to hear Cult of Personality again, though.
Punk just has to get some punches in and get out the first round. That's it. He'll be happy with that. I don't think he's really looking to win matches. I think he's just like, this is what I want
to
do.
I think he wants to win.
I mean, yeah, deep down he wants to win, but I don't think it's like.
Imagine if he would have won that match.
He wasn't gonna win. There's no way he was gonna. Only way I said he had a chance is Mickey wanted to play with him. And he just slipped up.
Mickey was probably going to be his easiest opponent.
I don't know about that. Because Mickey had... There's more to prove. Like, this is Punk's first fight. I can't lose to him on his first fight.
Yeah, but who else is there out there like Mickey? Oh, they could get... What's the guy from Raw? I mean, from SmackDown tonight?
AJ's partner? I forgot.
Oh, what's
up? I forgot his name. But...
Get that guy.
Just... I don't know. There has to be someone they can find that's like, hey, I've never fought before, and I want to fight.
That's true.
I mean, with a full year of practice for Punk, he'd be better. He did have two surgeries while he was waiting.
2 years, though.
He had two surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, he gets his confidence, back surgery. Got his confidence, knee surgery. And it's like, oh, by the way, you got to fight in like 4 weeks.
And Mickey was injured and still whipped his ass in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but Mickey's been doing it since he was like 15. Like,
yeah, he has.
You hit Mickey, he's not going to get scared. Punk got punched for the first time in his life, and he didn't know what to do.
Well, the good thing I did see is that everybody from the E was still supportive of Punk. Even if they don't like him, they like respect it.
Did Ryback tweet anything?
I didn't see anything from Ryback.
We gotta look that up. Right. He probably just put LOL or some shit.
I don't know why he would. If Ryback went to the UFC, he'd get killed.
Oh, yeah. Heavyweight, yeah. And that's where they helped Punk that, too. They told him to lose weight so it can be easier.
Ryback can't even lift his arms.
Hey, Batista tried it.
Yeah.
I mean, that match was the worst fight I've
ever seen. Batista's in Bellator, right?
I think so. Worst fight ever.
I guess it's only Brock. The Beast.
Hey, but Brock's... He's look at him.
Brock's a wrestler, too.
Yeah, but he's a beast.
Yeah. But I mean, like, a real wrestler.
Even if he wasn't a real wrestler, he got his hands on you, he can still manhandle you some way.
That's true.
Even with a little bit of training.
That is true. But, I mean...
Should have went for the Anaconda Vice.
I'm glad they didn't put him in, like, a marquee match, like, versus McGregor or something. Because
I don't think Punk would accept that. A suicide.
But that's what they did with Brock, didn't they? They put Brock right in the mix.
But that's because I think Brock wanted it.
Yeah.
Brock was calling people. Punk's been quiet the whole 2 years.
Yeah. That was the best thing about it.
He wasn't calling nobody out. He wasn't saying, oh, I'm the best in the world. I can beat any. He even said he was going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do it.
If Punk was talking shit, then it would have been a whole different story.
I hope he hasn't went on the internet yet and saw anything.
I mean, he's still winning. He got AJ Lee.
He does, yeah. Yeah. That and half a mil.
Yep, and half a mil.
Half a mil in 2 minutes. That's better than what Vince did in like a whole year. So.
He's still the longest reigning WWE champion in the modern era.
That counts.
So I'm surprised that Vince didn't change that yet.
That's hard to change.
I don't think they will. Because
that's too long.
Who are they going to let be champion that long? There's nobody I can watch and be champion. I will stop watching wrestling.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how Punk was able to keep it. I mean, a lot of people got tired of Punk, but I didn't. I enjoyed everything.
Oh.
That's because he kept giving people different people chances.
Yeah.
Kofi, Ziggler, and all those guys. Like, they wouldn't fight anybody else.
Year and a half Punk was amazing. Until The Rock came along.
Oh, God. Let's let The Rock win the title to promote a movie.
What movie was it at the time? Fast and Furious?
Probably.
Let The Rock win.
Arms and Rodney didn't want to win either, but...
Arms is just too short to punch a god.
That was a great promo. I still can't believe they gave it to Rock. That, I can never get over
Punk
that.
Punk got me back into wrestling. I was gone for like seven years.
It was terrible, though, during that stretch where we weren't
watching. As soon as John Cena came, I was like, okay, I'm too old for this. I'm gone. And then...
It was really the PG era.
Yeah. Then Punk made it cool again.
Yeah, no one's gonna break that record.
Yeah,
there's too much talent now too.
That's true. You can't let it would have to be like a super heel that just keeps cheating.
I can't see that though. Yeah. Punk wasn't heel the whole time.
Yeah, he was not.
He turned heel at least 8-9 months of that.
He turned heel when
The Rock showed up.
Yeah, The Rock came. So that was the end.
So yeah, what? How long was this? 434.
Yeah, 434.
He was face like 370 of it. So.
Yep.
And he made it work.
Sure did.
Punk needs to come back.
We miss you, Punk. Come back to the WWE.
After you get a win from UFC, though.
Yeah. Or if you lose two more times, you know.
Nah.
Just come back.
It's going to make him look bad. Unless he has two good fights.
I'll welcome him back with open arms.
Oh, I would, too.
I'll buy all your shirts, Punk.
Since they're going to rip him a new asshole.
Oh, yeah,
what's he going to do, come back and say he's the best in the world? They're just going to be like, oh, what happened in UFC?
Was that Triple H picture real? That's what I want to know.
I doubt it. And if it was real, Triple H is the man.
So, guys, we saw a picture of Triple H, and in the back, he was smiling, and in the background, it was Punk's fight. It was Punk on the ground, and Triple H is just smiling.
If that's real, Triple H deserves an award.
That picture got us a bunch of hits on
it did.
IG.
Almost, what, like 130?
Yeah. Follow us on IG, Couple Hairs Podcast, guys.
Poor Punk. Just give it up.
Yeah.
Just give it up. One more fight, give it up.
But still, in Punk we trust. That hasn't changed.
Definitely hasn't. And what was after that? Backlash was after that.
Yes, Backlash.
Which was like four matches on the card, but
Yeah, I don't know how they stretched that for 3 hours.
Well, 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
The I was gonna say Divas. The women's was what, 30 minutes?
The women's match was great.
It really was. I thought it was gonna be all over the place because six chicks and they choreographed it really well, really well. I wonder who took charge of that. It definitely wasn't them.
Yeah,
it was not them. They all would have been in the ring together, going crazy.
Yeah, like usual.
Yeah, they had spots. They knew when to get out the ring, when to come back in. It was well done. I was impressed.
I was surprised that Nikki didn't win. I was so sure Nikki was going
to
win.
There's no reason for her to win.
That's true.
Because she's in the feud with Carmella.
Carmella.
And then it's like Nikki would just bury her because she's a champ. So you're not going to have her beat the champ.
That's true.
That's a good feud.
Naomi needs to win. Naomi is incredible.
I feel she should be the next one.
I hope so.
Which, it's easy to do because she has the talent. But we all know what Vince's opinion is of dark-skinned people, so... Yep.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not trying to be racist, but you know, black people don't make it indeed, sadly.
Look at
Apollo Crews.
Oh, my God.
Jobbing to everyone.
Jobbing to everybody, which makes no sense without athleticism. But whatever.
And then what was after the women's match?
Stupid-ass... Bray Wyatt versus Kane, which I don't
even want to talk about. What was I doing? I wasn't in the house. I walked out.
I don't know what was next.
Well, I missed about two matches because I walked out.
Well, it's not really that much to talk about from Backlash.
It really wasn't. AJ and Dean, we can get... Dean is terrible. AJ couldn't even make him look that good.
We had a discussion before the pay-per-view. And we said if Dean still looks bad in the ring with AJ, when everybody else looks good with AJ, it's just Dean's fault. Like, Dean needs to change. This brawler attitude error shit is not.
But he can't change because that's what he knows. That's what he's done his whole career from the indies all the way to now. He's a brawler.
That's true. That's why they took the belt from him so quick.
They should have took it from him after that Stone Cold podcast.
Oh, yeah. That Stone Cold podcast was the worst.
I would have been like, oh, next week you're dropping the title.
Stone Cold just ended his career, like John Cena said today.
John Cena called him out on it. And I was actually surprised because that podcast is a month old.
Yeah.
Actually, more than a month old.
Yeah.
And Cena through Dean looked like he didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Cena was amazing tonight.
Like, yeah. That's the Cena that fans actually like.
Yep.
When he goes at people.
Cena with an edge, not
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Never give up, kids. You can never give up. Go at people. You don't need to turn heel. You just bring your mic skills back out.
Yeah, I want the Cena that says I want that belt.
But right. I wonder what they're doing with Dean. And like, is he turning heel?
I don't know.
Looks like he's about to play like in the middle.
Dean can go to the mid card for all I care.
Dean can actually leave.
Dean is good when he's chasing the title, not when he's the champion.
But even when he's chasing, all right, his character is a little better.
Yeah, because he has an edge.
His wrestling skills aren't.
That's true.
He's going to do the same thing. Punch.
Rebound Larry.
Rebound Larry. That's the worst move ever.
Rebound
they
Larry.
They even do it outside on the barricade when they hit him over it. He tried to do it a couple times. Come on, Dean.
Yeah, he does some weird shit.
I mean, it's his character, so it works for him. Doesn't work for the real wrestling fans.
The Miz and Dolph was amazing.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you went on smoke break. Yeah. Don't smoke, kids.
Don't do it.
Don't
You miss good things.
It's like that commercial.
All right, no, because I didn't think that match was going to be that good. I mean, I thought Ziggler was going to get squashed like he has been for the last 4 years. Who knows?
They did a homage to CM Punk's fight in the beginning.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I might have to go watch that. Fucking petty ass.
Yeah, but Miz was great, as usual. Awesome. Dolph carried match, as usual. But
Dolph is lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, Dolph.
They know he's good, but they put him in matches and was like, damn, but we can't let the other guy lose.
Yeah. And this is another reason Dean sucks, because Dolph versus Dean sucked. But Miz versus Dolph was amazing.
I called it a long time ago when he was feuding with Seth Rollins, and you thought those matches were pretty good. I was like, Seth and Dean put me to sleep. And yeah. I did not watch any of their matches. Watched the first 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm done.
See, the thing about it that made Dean matches okay was him chasing the title. You wanted him to get the title. So you're invested. Now you're not invested because there's nothing. He doesn't make you invested. Just the chase made people invested.
Possibly. But still, I could not. He made Seth Rollins look bad in those matches.
Yeah.
And Seth is way better than that.
Dean, we're calling you out on Couple Hairs podcast.
Dean don't give a fuck. Dean can care less. Did you not see him on the other podcast, Stone Cold? He was just sitting there like, well, you know.
Dean was being a dick.
I dropped out of school, kids. You don't need to go to school.
You don't need to go to school. You know, WWE picked me up. Whatever.
Learned everything on my own. Like, come on. Stone Cold wanted to fuck him up.
Then he said he could counter a Stone Cold Stunner. Stone Cold, whip your ass, bro. But that's enough about Dean Ambrose.
We can keep going on about that scrub. But, no, you're absolutely right. Actually, we got to keep talking about him now because he's feuding with Cena.
Yeah.
And, what is it, a triple threat at the next
Triple threat year? At No Mercy. AJ Styles, John Cena, and Dean Ambrose.
Well, Cena's going to take the pin.
You think Cena's going to take the pin? Yeah, AJ's keeping the belt for sure. I don't think Cena's going to win the belt until around WrestleMania.
They might give it to him at WrestleMania. I mean, let AJ have his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, what you call it? Cena's been losing a lot at Mania. He needs a win.
I'm telling you, he won. Did he fight last year? No, he didn't fight last year.
No.
The year before that.
He was that who?
I don't know, but he beat The Rock. actually, no, he did. He beat Rusev for the United States title.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did.
He destroyed Rusev's career for a good year and a half.
Now Rusev's back getting his face smashed in kicks.
So, yeah, let AJ have his moment at WrestleMania. Let Cena win it after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'll be fine with that.
Or let Cena win it at the Rumble, and then AJ just get it back.
That's within 2 months, though. After the Rumble is one more pay-per-view. No. Yeah, it's like one or two more pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And then Mania.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Yeah, give it to Cena. That's how they're going to figure out. I would just love it if, you know, Finn Balor's not going to be there. I'll say Finn and AJ walk out as champs.
That would be nice. You don't think Finn will be back?
He'll be back for Mania. Probably, I don't know.
I think they'll give him the belt right away. Once he comes back.
That's why I want him in the Rumble. But I'll just have him come in number 30, do a couple moves, and win the Rumble.
True.
And he doesn't need to go crazy.
Yep. That'll work, and nobody will complain about that.
No one would complain.
That'll be fine.
You keep, I was going to say the young talent, but these guys ain't young, but you keep the indie guys in the ring at the end.
Yep.
Don't let Big Show eliminate everyone, like every Royal Rumble. You can have, like, KO in there, Seth, Dean, Finn.
Big Show's fighting Shaq at WrestleMania, and then he's retiring, he said.
Like, why would you want Shaq to be your last fight?
He always wanted to do it for some reason.
For your last fight?
I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of glad Big Show's leaving, because whenever I go to live events and Big Show's there, he's blocking my fucking view. Whenever he's in a tag match, I fucking hate it.
You can't see anything.
You can't see behind him. Well, in front of him, whatever.
I think I would mark out at Rumble if Cody comes out. He can still,
they can't do that.
He's not signed with anyone.
They can't do that.
Yeah, they can.
If he comes out, he wins the Rumble. He better win the Rumble. I'm not playing that shit with Cody no more. When Cody Rhodes comes back, he is to be a main eventer.
He has to be, yeah. You can't drop him to mid-card. You can't tell him to do Stardust again.
Yeah, stop fucking with Cody, Vince.
He's still young, though.
He is. But we did jump the gun. We got
to
talk about
let's get back to
the women of Raw.
The women of Raw is unfair.
Raw is run by women now.
The talent Raw has of females is better than the male talent.
Yeah. Like, the Clash of Champions pay-per-view should be main evented by the women.
That would be a perfect time to test it out.
Yep.
But it also makes KO look bad that his first pay-per-view defense, he's not the main event.
Yeah, it does make him look kind of bad, but he's not the main event. I'm sorry. Like, Kevin Owens is going to be a great champion.
Because they don't let Kevin Owens be Kevin Owens.
That's true. But look who's opening the show. The girls.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not closing Raw.
And that's on Raw and SmackDown. The girls are opening.
Yep.
They're going to main event pay-per-views.
Man, it's looking good. Women, I bet you Survivor Series is going to be 5-on-5 girls match.
Well, of course. I would do Raws versus SmackDowns. Yep.
Becky as champ versus Sasha as champ or whoever is champion.
But Raw's females is just way better than SmackDowns.
Yeah. I'm enjoying these women's matches. Like, I've never enjoyed women's wrestling before.
I know,
like,
how I am now. They're trying to bring this girl back to be on Raw. I forgot her name. She was with Santino.
Santino? I don't know. Layla?
No.
No?
Anyway.
Well, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah. I'll Google it if I find it. But yeah, they're trying to bring more better women to Raw when SmackDown needs it. SmackDown really don't have that much.
Yeah, they don't.
You got Becky.
They should have put Nia on SmackDown.
Yeah, she's on Raw. Besides Becky, Natalia, she's stale.
Natalia needs to go home.
But she's probably the best one. Skill-wise?
Yeah, skill-wise, but nobody wants to see Natalia.
No, I did, but she's not doing too well.
She's way too boring.
She smiles too much.
Yeah, she's a heel that, when she's walking down a ramp, you can see her, and she's like, I just want to talk to the fans. Like, I don't want to be a heel.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss, number one contender.
Harley Quinn.
I like the fact they made her number one. It's like, all right, she's the smallest, but let's not make her look like she's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still learning, but...
Yeah. Carmella...
You compare these chicks to Raw, it's like, you're no one.
Carmella's still learning.
Yeah.
But I want Carmella on Raw, man. I want her with Enzo and Cass, but they're not going to do that for
a while. That's not going to happen. I don't see that happening.
I think they will eventually let him be.
Maybe if one of the groups gets... I think Enzo and Cass is getting stale. They're doing single matches now.
I don't think they're getting stale.
They're getting stale. They're messing them up. I mean, they had a singles match on Raw. Like, why couldn't they just do a tag team?
I didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it from my room.
Raw definitely sucks.
I don't understand why.
And that's crazy. Like, a year ago, we were like, I don't know how they can ever make SmackDown relevant again.
They put all the good talent
on SmackDown. And now Raw.
But even SmackDown's roster is not that big. It's not even that. They have more than one feud going on.
Yeah. There's 3 feuds going on SmackDown, and there's 1.5 on Raw.
Raw? Even the first feud. What's the first feud? KO and who? Seth? Which is mixed in with like 3 random people.
I say that's
here?
The half, because they don't know what they're doing.
They don't.
The women are the feud.
Roman's a heavyweight contender, then he's mid-card, heavyweight, mid-card.
How is Roman contending for 2 titles right now?
I don't get it.
He's fucking retarded.
Every week he's fighting for a different title.
Makes no sense.
The Roman Empire, bro.
Yeah, the Roman Empire needs to chill out for a while because that's stupid.
Emma. That's
what I'm Emma? About.
Yeah.
Oh, Bubble Girl.
Yeah, even though they don't showcase how good she is, but...
Wait, where's Paige?
Paige is gone. They don't let her quit.
I know, but what, like...
She got drafted to the opposite show of Del Rio. And that's when everything started to crumble for both of them.
So, I forgot where Del Rio was.
I think he got suspended right after he got drafted.
Yeah, they both did.
Yeah, he was on Raw, she was on SmackDown, let's say, and they
went. I was just saying, because if they put Paige on SmackDown too, that's fucking ridiculous. Well, I mean, if they put her on Raw too, that was ridiculous.
They probably did.
But yeah, Paige probably gone.
Oh yeah, apparently they don't let her quit. I don't know why she got Alberto tatted on her.
She's in love, bro.
Come on. I mean, he done slept with half of the new chicks on the roster.
That Mexican Heat.
He's not Eddie. It was Eddie Guerrero. Then I can understand you get him tatted on you, but Del Rio?
Del Rio doing something right with Paige.
Yeah, he left his family for her. I mean, how more right can you get?
Come move to Mexico with me, baby.
Oh my god. What else do we have going on in SmackDown?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, it's the chicks, Miz, and whoever.
I think we're super distracted because 2K's coming up.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know if you want to get into that right now, but what's today? It's Wednesday.
So it's Wednesday. Night, basically. Yes. Wait, it's Wednesday? Yeah, well, so right tomorrow now, night.
1 in the morning, so.
2K. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2K is going to be a problem.
I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm
or
not
at least
going
until I run out of VC or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep for days. I'm going to work when I need to work. Do my shifts. And then, 2K, 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 2K.
As long as they keep content coming out at a good pace.
I just can't wait to play my team out.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's looking good.
That's because we had a great 2K16 run.
Yeah, we had a great 2K16 run.
We just got to try not to give up on it again like we did last year.
Yeah. That won't happen. And we're calling you out, Joey. You better keep up.
Don't be that guy, Joe. It's not happening.
Once 2K comes out, we're going to have an episode. We're going to review it, go through the modes.
We might do it that night.
Yeah. Probably have some special guests come out.
Tomorrow night. We'll try to get a little 2K preview going.
Yeah.
For people that can't get it right away, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of people will have to wait till Christmas and stuff, so.
Gonna have to get Avante for this one.
No, he should be going to school the next day. He can't come here.
Oh, yeah.
Bad enough, we're gonna have him out late at night.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. 2K, and then what comes out after? Gears?
Probably. Gears, yeah. So, I mean, Gears, Call of Duty, but 2K is gonna be the main focus this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play whatever else once in a while. Gotta still play my Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't care.
Oh,
I don't care.
I still play Halo Wars.
So and my RBI. Yeah, I play the oldest looking baseball game ever, and I love every second of it.
I don't know how. I tried it. Remember, I was playing it for like a month.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't do this. I feel like I should have a Super Nintendo controller in my hand when I play this game.
Yeah, it looks like AAA from PlayStation 1. And I love every second of it.
Now, if I'm going to play a baseball game, I'm going to get a PlayStation 2 and get MVP baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never liked 2Ks.
They were getting okay.
I feel like it was just too hard.
Because it was at first.
Pitching was ridiculous.
Because you had to do like two or three things when you pitched. It made no sense. But the last one they did, I don't remember the year. Let's say 2K6. It was actually decent. It was like, all right, another year or two, they're going to be good. And that's when EA got nervous again. And was like, hey, well, we want this in football.
Yep.
And you guys get basketball, basically.
Well, they didn't give them basketball because live sucks.
Yeah, but live comes out like every other year.
Yeah. They just try to see if
I don't know they have a niche.
They want to see, does somebody still love us?
I mean, they have loyal fans, but
I don't know who.
I don't see them selling thousands of copies. I
see them selling about 10.
Even if when it comes out for free, I don't download it.
I downloaded it that one time when it came out. But I played maybe two games, and that was it.
I was a little worried with 2K, because some of the trailers, it looked like live. The graphics.
It's the dribbling. That's what it was, I think.
And I was just like, why are they going the live route? When you're way better than live.
Yeah. But this year, 2K will be my year. You had your year.
Yeah, about... When was the last time you beat me? Like 6 months ago? So, you know, I'm holding quite a win streak. You probably have to beat me 20 times in a row before you can say, alright, we're on the same level.
Listen, we are on the same level.
We're not on the same level. We're not.
Both in the top ranks of 2K.
I mean, what's... Like... No.
Yeah, we are.
We're not.
You on all the leaderboards in 2K, we are top ranks. I'm going by the leaderboards of
what?
The game makers.
What leaderboards?
My team, we're both top ranks.
Listen.
In the regular play online, top rank.
Roll to the playoffs?
Yeah, roll to the playoffs.
How long did it take you to get to the first seed? I beat the first seed at least 15 times before you hit the second. Oh, you stopped.
I stopped playing.
Because I ended your career.
You did not end my career. You do not.
You're the Yamcha.
I'm the Yamcha. 2K. No, the Yamcha is Joey. Joey is Yamcha.
No, Joey's Krillin because he gave up completely. He didn't even attack.
Joey might be Chiaotzu.
He
might be Chiaotzu.
Damn, Joey Chiaotzu.
You know how Chiaotzu has that one good move?
When he blows himself up.
Yeah, and that was Joey getting one diamond.
After that Kobe diamond, it was a wrap.
Joey was the first person to pull the Kobe diamond and kept it for the whole year. And
like an idiot.
It was slow as fuck.
Like an idiot.
Hopefully he won't do that again, Joe.
He will. Because he still criticizes us for doing stuff like that. Pulling good cards, selling them to get another card. And it's like, that's what you do.
That's nuts. And Max, I hope that you have a year of getting only silver cards.
Yeah, I don't know. Max glitched out. He was pulling diamonds and new amethysts is like it was nothing.
Max was the first person to pre-order 2K. He pre-ordered it like months ago.
Max is serious, man. Yeah. I respect that.
He's ready. He's ready. But, I mean...
You're not beating me in this one.
No. This is my year. It's my time to shine.
You're on a 6-month losing streak. Just want to throw that out again.
Yeah, I am. Only you.
Didn't I make you break your
it's
controller?
It's only two people.
Hold on. Didn't I make you break your controller?
I threw my controller because for some reason...
It didn't work.
No, because you called Ronnie2K in the middle of our game. And like, hey, Ronnie, I need you to fix this game. I need you to make it so that he like dribbles out of bounds every play. And then I dribble out of bounds every play.
I mean, I scare you.
No, no, you do not.
There's been a couple games at the end where it's like, oh shit, Smooth might have me, but you choke
every time. It's not choking. It's you and Ronnie2K's relationship.
You choke.
You have him on speed dial. He's in your favorites on your iPhone.
Listen, he is on speed dial. Yeah. Me and Ronnie are kind of close.
I only have Prayer World 2K with two people. That's you and my boy Kahim.
That's the one you were trying to put me up with?
Yeah, you got to play.
I have no more diamonds. I sold everything. Well, there's not even a practice run tonight or tomorrow.
I'm probably going to have him come in for a show.
I would have won too.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
I would have won.
I can't wait to see. Yeah, that's about it for 2K. Mark, you can't beat me for shit. You suck. But that's about it for 2K. That's about it for this show.
Is that everything?
I think so.
Might be right. I mean, it is late.
Yeah, I gotta work in a couple hours.
I ain't gotta do shit.
But till next time, guys.
Alright.
See you later.
Take it easy.